Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshura Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
Chaitanya said, this is the greatest of all mantras. Everyone should chant this following the rules and regulations of spiritual life. If anyone who does this will achieve the highest perfection, everyone can achieve the highest perfection in this chant. Therefore, everyone should chant these names constantly. Beyond this, there's no other rules and regulations. In Kali Yoga, this sacrifice of chanting the holy names is the essence of all religion. If anyone tries to attempt any other process in this age, he will not be able to cross over the ocean from this. Sadhya sadhana tatta jekichu shakau harinama shankirtan indalegu shakau. The goal of life and the process to attain it, everything is attained by this chanting. By this chanting, the goal of life and how to obtain it, everything is obtained. Tapan Mishra was very pleased to hear this. And at last, after such a long time, to get clear direction on the goal of life and how to obtain it. He offered full obeisances to Lord Chaitanya again, and proposed that he would like to go to live in Navadvip so he could associate more with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya told him, no, you immediately go to Varanasi, and I will meet you there. At this time, there was no idea of Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas. But he was only after taking sannyas that he went to Varanasi. So after this, Lord Chaitanya left another leap, and Tapan Mishra left for Kashi, that means Varanasi. So after quite a few years, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, went to Puri. Then shortly after going to Puri, he went on a tour of South India. Then after going back to Puri after some time, he proposed to go to Vrindavan via Bengal. But he didn't. He went to Bengal and came back to Puri. Then again, after some time, he set out for Vrindavan. This time he went on the jungle path to Jharkhand. After crossing through the jungles and mountains, he eventually came to Varanasi. Tapan Mishra's habit was to bathe daily at the Manikarnika Ghat at Varanasi. Manikarnika, there are several. The Ganga flows through Varanasi, and there are several bathing ghats, which are places where they've made arrangements. It's just some steps at the edge of the river, so people can bathe conveniently. So one of these is called Manikarnika Ghat, and Tapan Mishra was bathing there one day, as was his usual practice, when he heard the loud chanting, Hari, Hari, and he felt like a person coming back to life after being unconscious for a long time. Or he felt like a person who was in the desert and who after a long time got some water. Because at Varanasi, there's the Mayavadis are predominant. And although there are many sannyasis, the chanting of the holy names of Krishna was never to be heard. So Tapan Mishra heard this chanting. He looked up to see who was chanting these names of Krishna. And he saw a beautiful, large form of a sannyasi, his golden figure, long extended arms down to his knees, and shaved head. And he recognized, this looks like Nimai Pandit, a person he could never forget, a person he was thinking of, always, promised so many years ago that he would again meet him. Tapan Mishra had no information that he'd taken sannyas, so now he found out, and very happily he came up from the water of the Ganga and offered obeisances at the lotus feet of that sannyasi. Lord Chaitanya lifted him up from the ground where he was offering obeisances and embraced him. With great respect, Tapan Mishra took the Lord to his home, washed his feet, sprinkled that water on his head and on the head of all his family members, and likewise they all drank that water in great happiness. So while that first day Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya's assistant, cooked there, and then Lord Chaitanya would take his meals every day at the house of Tapan Mishra. But he would he lived at the house of another devotee, Chandrasekhar. So in this way Lord Chaitanya stayed for some days at Varanasi. And the Mayavadi sannyasis, they criticized Lord Chaitanya upon which the few devotees who were living in Varanasi became very upset. Apart from Tapa Mishra and Chandrasekhar, there was one Maharashtra Brahmin. As they heard these sannyasis criticizing Lord Chaitanya, they were very unhappy. So Lord Chaitanya just stayed in Varanasi just for 2 days at that time. But he promised, when I come back, I'll see to all these Maharajas. I will see to them, means I'll deal with them. So Lord Chaitanya, because he was very anxious to go to Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya, going along the bank of the Ganga, and then at Prayag along the path of the Yamuna, eventually reached Vrindavan, and he spent 1 month there. Then he came back to Varanasi. When he arrived at the gate of the city, Tapa Mishra was waiting to receive him, because he had seen in a dream the night before that Lord Chaitanya was coming. So when Lord Chaitanya came back again, he took his meals with Tapa Mishra and stayed with Chandrasekhar, and during this time he delivered the Mayavadi sannyasis of Varanasi.
Delivered them from Maya.
Maya being Maya bodies. Doesn't mean he delivered them in from sending a pass or something. That's a different usage of the word. So Tapan Mishra's son Raghunath was very young at the time, but he was engaged in the service of Lord Chaitanya, specifically by massaging his legs. This young boy was later to grow up and become famous as Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. When he grew up after his education, he set out for Puri to join Lord Chaitanya, accompanied by one servant. Along the way, just as he set out on the journey, one man of Kayasta caste, his name was Ramdas, joined him on the journey. And taking his baggage from the servant, this Ramdas carried that on his head. This Ramdas was a great scholar, and he constantly chanted the name of Lord Ram. Therefore, Raghunath was hesitant to accept his service. But at Ramdas's insistence, he wanted to have the opportunity to serve Brahman. So Raghunath accepted this. When he reached Puri, Lord Chaitanya immediately recognized him. Although the last time he had seen him when he was a young boy, several years before. So at this time, Raghunath, he stayed with Lord Chaitanya in Puri. But after some days, when Lord Chaitanya met Raghunath, then Lord Chaitanya asked about the welfare of his father and mother, Chandrasekhar, and all the devotees there. And Raghunath told all the news, how they're going on. Raghunath introduced him to Ramdas and said he's been serving me so nicely. But Lord Chaitanya just showed a little happiness to see him, just to please Raghunath. But actually Lord Chaitanya wasn't very pleased to see him, because Lord Chaitanya, being the super soul in everyone's heart, could understand that although this Ramdas was externally a devotee, internally he harbored the desire for a personal liberation. Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath to take bath in the sea and then go and take darshan of Lord Jagannath, and then to come back. So when he did come back, Lord Chaitanya ordered Govinda, his servant, that you give him the remnants of my prasad. Lord Chaitanya personally arranged for Raghunath his place of staying and his prasad. And some days Raghunath would cook, would invite the Lord to come, and Raghunath would cook for him. Raghunath spent 8 months with Lord Chaitanya in Puri, very happily seeing Lord Chaitanya dancing and chanting. But then Lord Chaitanya told him to go back home and look after his parents. Lord Chaitanya told him, because your father and mother are devotees, you should look after them in the old age, because there was no one else to look after them. And Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath, don't marry under any circumstances. Look after your parents, and when they've passed away, you come back and join them. He further told him to study the Srimad Bhagavatam from devotees, and he gave gave the beads from his own neck to Raghunath. He gave much prasad for his father and mother, and all Jagannath prasad for his father and mother, and all the other devotees. In this way, Raghunath very unhappily left Lord Chaitanya. At the time of leaving Lord Chaitanya, he embraced him firmly and sent him on his way. In this way, Raghunath started his journey Varanasi. When in Varanasi, he did as Lord Chaitanya told, and after his parents had passed away, he came back to Puri. Lord Chaitanya praised his father and mother as being great devotees, and Raghunath began to spend his time in the association of Lord Chaitanya. In this way, another 8 months passed, and one day Lord Chaitanya called Raghunath and told him, go to Vrindavan. There are many things for you to do in Vrindavan. I'm staying here in Puri on the order of my mother. Therefore, I have many things to do in Vrindavan, but I'm not able to personally do them. So I want to do those many things through you. Of course, Raghunath was not very happy to have to leave the association of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya told him that Rupa and Sanatana are there, you go and stay with them, you'll have their association. And Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath the specific instruction to constantly study the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Raghunath left for Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya gave him a very long garland from Lord Chaitanya, 14 cubits long. Means 40 hands. And he gave him some pan mahaprasad also. So when Raghunath Bhatta had come from Varanasi, he came via Bengal. That is the long, it's the easy route, but it's a long way around. But on his way back, because you have to go via Varanasi to Vrindavan, so this time he went through the jungles and mountains, which is direct route, but a difficult one. He followed the same route that Lord Chaitanya, taking information from Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya's assistant, he followed the same route that Lord Chaitanya had followed through the jungle. So along the way in villages in the jungle, he heard the glories of Lord Chaitanya, how Lord Chaitanya had come there and inspired all the people in Krishna consciousness. So Rupa and Sanatan very happily received him there when he reached Vrindavan, and accepted him as one of their own brothers. Raghunath Bhatta was particularly humble and mild in his dealings. He was decorated with all saintly qualities by which everyone was charmed by his personality. He used to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam in the association devotees headed by Rupa Goswami. While he was reading, he used to become overwhelmed with love of Krishna. While reading, he would cry, his body would tremble, and his voice would become choked up. And his eyes being filled with tears, he couldn't read on. He couldn't see. His voice was particularly sweet, just like a cuckoo. And he used to recite each shloka of Bhagavatam in several different tunes. He offered his life in service of the deity, Govinda Dev, One wealthy man became his disciple, and he engaged that disciple well in building a big temple for Govindadev and in making all kinds of ornaments for deities. He always kept that big mala that Lord Jagannath had given him. The neck beads, that mala. And he would keep them on his throat. Lord Raghunath Bhatta never liked to listen to worldly talks, nor did such matters ever come to his tongue. But he was 24 hours engaged in talking about Krishna and worshipping Krishna. He never liked to hear any criticism of a Vaishnava. Even if there is some fault, he would say, they are engaged in the service of the Lord, therefore they are glorious. In Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, Kavi Karnapur had ascertained, Kavi Karnapur, who wrote the book, that in Krishna Lila, he was previously the young gopi girl known as Radha Manjari. So that is Hare Krishna. Any questions?
Yes, Sri Hari, Sri. The Guru's purpose for Chaitanya, vječni pradjed, da li je jedan svjetljeni čovjek ostao njegov vječni pradjed. Da čitamo zabave onih osoba koji su u njegovom društvu, koji su vječno oslobođeni pradjed.
Who always hear with him in his pastimes. Lord Chaitanya came to pick up the fallen souls. So there are many, many who are not eternally liberated, who Lord Chaitanya delivered to the liberated position. And when they become liberated, then they're considered in the same category as eternally liberated. And by hearing about their wonderful qualities, the central one of which is their unflinching devotion in Krishna, we're supposed to develop those qualities also. Any other questions?
In the story, Jesus said about this Ramdas, who was a good person. She wants to know why didn't Lord Chaitanya change his heart.
I never thought about that. An interesting question. He appears to have been a pretender. We see that Prakashananda, he was also an impersonalist, and Lord Chaitanya delivered him. But at least he was a straightforward demon. He openly announced his impersonalism. But someone who makes a show of being one thing when he is something else, he's a very, very devious kind of person. When teaching Rupa Goswami, Lord Chaitanya spoke about different kinds of attitudes by which someone cannot advance in devotional life. One of these is kutinati, which means diplomatic, hypocritical behavior. Practically, Bhaktisiddhanta Sosai Thakur, a lot of his preaching was against this. Because in Bengal, there are many, many devotees who make a show of being devotees, but they have other motives. Just like Prabhupada used to say, it's easy to wake someone up who's sleeping, but it's very difficult to wake up someone who's pretending to be asleep. So if someone has such a wicked motive, making a show of being Krishna conscious at the same time deliberately avoiding Krishna, then he's a very difficult person to deliver. Even in the matter of delivering, it's not by force. That when someone's heart becomes a little soft, Lord Chaitanya mentions this, when someone's heart becomes soft, then he becomes a candidate for taking to Krishna consciousness. That's why Lord Chaitanya, he was preaching in Navadvipa, but many people didn't take to his movement. So he did something drastic, he took sannyas, which made everyone think, what's going on? It's a big shock for everybody. And then they realized, many of those who were offending him, they realized that actually he's a great personality. So when he came back to Navadvipa, then so many people came to beg forgiveness, and Lord Chaitanya delivered them. And the only large group of people outstanding to be delivered were the Kashi Mayavadis, the Mayavadis foreigners. This is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. They're the only major group. Because it's mentioned that Lord Chaitanya, he delivered the foolish logicians in Navadvipa. He delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Puri. In South India, he delivered smartas, Sri Vaishnavas, Tattvavadis, worshippers of demigods, followers of Sankhya philosophy, and so many different kinds of people. In the jungle, he delivered the uncivilized people. So the only major group of people outstanding was the Kashi Mayavadis. And it means the only ones left over, not delivered. But some people, even despite getting the opportunity, if they assiduously avoided Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they could also keep him after very, very carefully. It was a great endeavor. So some people missed it. But then, for them, there was Lord Nityananda. Lord Chaitanya left Bengal, found that the people there were too much. There must be someone there. They're too offensive.
Yes.
But he sent Lord Nityananda back and said, you better go and preach there. I don't, apart from you, I don't think anyone else can deliver these people. But there were some people who didn't get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya because they didn't want to. Still, he must have got so much benefit for carrying the bags of Raghunatha Goswami, even if he did it with a hypocritical motive. So that service would not go in vain. But at that particular time, he was not purified enough to receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Generally, people, upon seeing Lord Chaitanya, their hearts would melt and they would become attracted to him and they'd want to dedicate their lives to him. But if someone's heart was so hard that he avoided that mercy, then what to do? Any other questions?